Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner who listens to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
We greet you in the name of Jesus the Christ. This is the Words of Life program brought to you each week by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to hear about Jesus. Our speaker is Brother David Johnson, and he will base his sermon on Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where Paul calls for us to be living sacrifices. This is an important passage to help us in our spiritual growth. First, we present singing in honor of our Lord. Father, we thank you for the precious Savior, Jesus. We pray that you will bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and including in that trust in Jesus. Please use the words of this program for your glory and bless all efforts that are serving you. Especially protect persecuted Christians throughout the world and be with folks who are in war-torn parts of the world and help each government leader to follow your truth. We know that the Bible says that Jesus is going to appear to take believers home with him. Please help us to be ready for that promised event, and we close this prayer by asking that you will bless each of us who are listening today. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Based on Romans 12:1, Brother David Johnson will present Living Sacrifices.
I thank you for joining me as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Living Sacrifices. And our primary text, just one verse in the New Testament, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. A verse that is packed with power and important principles for all of us. Many years ago, in one of the congregations where I served, a woman asked to meet with me. Briefly, her concern was that she didn't feel spiritually fulfilled. She explained that she was not satisfied and had no peace, no joy. This is a rather common complaint. Countless numbers flock to various churches, conferences, seminars, in search of personal benefits that they desire from God. Some teach that victory in the Christian life necessarily means getting more of and from God. Yet consider these scriptural truths. Jesus Christ stated in the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The New American Standard Bible says, have life and have it abundantly. Jesus Christ gives the believer spiritual life. And the inner life Jesus gives is abundantly richer and fuller than anything the world can ever give. Life in Christ can be lived in a deeper, higher way because of His grace, because of His forgiveness, because of His love, and His continual guidance by the indwelling Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. Consider Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, which says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Again, that we as born-again baptized believers have, notice, every, that is all, spiritual blessings in Christ now. By virtue of being a born-again baptized believer, a regenerate believer. This verse does not say will bless us, but has blessed us. Meaning specifically that in Christ, genuine Christians have, for example, all the benefits of salvation, of being adopted into God's family, of being added to Christ's church, of forgiveness, of the gift of the Holy Spirit, of the gifts of the Spirit, and of the hope of heaven as we persevere in Christ Jesus. Consider Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. The New American Standard Bible states, "And in him you have been made complete." In him, you're already complete. You have been given fullness in Christ. Given fullness made complete, how? In this context, the Colossian Christians, and by application, Christians today, in Christ, have everything for salvation and right living once they are born again. Saved, we are complete, have fullness, lacking nothing in a believer's position toward the living God. Believers have access in the fullness for the spiritual life now. Believers need not look elsewhere. God has already provided. So many people are searching for something to arouse, to stimulate, to inspire their lives. Fewer and fewer people seem even just content within themselves. A Bible commentator writes regarding Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, quote, "A strange and often hard to identify inner vacuum gives most people an uneasy sense of incompleteness. Yet Christ fills that vacuum, that emptiness. As Jesus Christ is fully divine," Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, "so we, united through saving faith in him, can find personal fulfillment, fullness, completeness inwardly in him. And this is accessible now. God has already done his part in Christ for the Christian." End quote. Consider 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness." Note again, God has already given, equipped the true believer with everything we need from his side for spiritual life and godliness of character. All of the spiritual gifts are available. The fruit of the Spirit are available by the indwelling Holy Spirit for the born-again believer. The inspired Apostle Peter writes unmistakably, clearly, that Christians need not ask God for something more, nor to search for something else to enjoy the abundant life in Christ. We already have every spiritual resource needed to find fulfillment, peace, and joy. So why do so very many still wander in a spiritual desert, feeling unfulfilled, incomplete, even empty at times? Of course, first, they indeed must be born again, baptized. Spirit-indwelt believers, Jesus Christ stated in John chapter 3 and verse 5, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." John chapter 3 and verse 6, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 says in part, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." So, indeed, we must be born again, baptized and Spirit indwelt. However, even born again baptized believers often complain of being in a joyless spiritual rut. Feelings of tedious, even dreary routine that just drag them down. There's the rub. Feelings. Yes, of course, we're all human. We have feelings. We're emotional. We get down occasionally. But are Christians to live enslaved to our feelings, to our emotions? Did the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17 write, "Just as it is written, the righteous will live by feelings"? No, the righteous will live by faith, including faith, trusting, and believing the Word of God. Remember, John chapter 10 and verse 10, "They may have life and have it to the full." Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Every spiritual blessing in Christ." Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10 in the New American Standard Bible, "In Him you have been made complete." 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, "Given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him." To be sure, all of these truths will be perfected upon our glorification, which is yet future. But God's word to us is that we should access and enjoy these truths of the abundant life in Christ now, and live it out by faith, not succumbing to negative, defeated feelings constantly. There's more. The lady that came to me stated that she was in search of her personally needed spiritual resources that she desired from God in order to feel full and complete. Now consider this last text closely. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Some Bible versions translate "your reasonable service." Now let's break this verse down. In view of God's mercy includes all that God has already given believers in Christ Jesus. By His mercy, His salvation that He has given to us by His grace, by His love through the cross, and Christ's righteousness credited to us, and all the rest. Every spiritual blessing that we can enjoy in Christ Jesus as saved individuals. In view of these and many more spectacular spiritual blessings in Christ, we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Basically meaning we are to offer our lives completely committed to God. As Christians, our lives are not partly secular and partly religious. Our lives are not just spiritual on Sundays and Wednesdays. Our lives are to be offered to God all the time. Our service for His name's sake, our worship to His glory, our devotional time in prayer and Bible reading, study, and application, and including our wholesome leisure time, hobbies, amusements, and work, everything is to be offered to God to His glory. If it's not pleasing to God, we don't do it. This is your spiritual act of worship. Therefore, in view of all that God in Christ has done for believers, our only reasonable service, our spiritual act of worship, is to present to God all that we are, body, soul, and spirit. So here's the main point. The key to spiritual victory, the key to spiritual vitality, to the abundant life in Christ, to joy, to fulfillment, is not always searching, struggling to get all we can from God. We've already been equipped with all of the spiritual resources we need at salvation. Instead, it's to give all that we are to God. Our service, our worship, to commit ourselves wholly to Him. How's your spiritual pulse? Is it sluggish? On life support? The Christian life is about a personal, intimate relationship, fellowship, first with God and then to one another. If we can enrich that personal fellowship, intimate fellowship with God, the rest will come in the abundant life. We need to commit and live out offering ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God each and every day. And if it's not pleasing to God, we simply don't do it. This is your spiritual act of worship, living sacrifices.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God? We are shown in the New Testament that believers demonstrated their faith by repentance of sin, confession of Jesus as Savior, and were baptized in water. If you have not made this decision, we encourage you to do so today. If we can help you by answering questions, please contact us. You may have a free CD of this and next week's broadcast by asking for program 2237. That's 2237. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.